Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. 1 Peter has a brief section on the duties of Christian slaves to their earthly masters. The slaves were commanded to submit to their masters, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the stubborn. If they obeyed their good masters, that was no more than was expected of them. But if they submitted to their harsh and crooked masters, that was grace, or going beyond what was expected of them. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience sake toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. 1 Peter 2:18 and 19. Suffering wrongfully indicates that the Christians had done nothing to warrant their suffering. They were suffering unjustly. Jesus used similar language in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:10 through 12. The Apostle Peter asked the early Christians, "For what glory is it? When you are buffeted for your fault, you shall take it patiently. But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable unto God." 1 Peter 2:20. When men disobey the law of the land and are punished for their misdeeds, there is no particular glory in their suffering, even if they take it patiently. The word buffeted in this verse literally means to strike with the fist, to pummel. The word is used of the mistreatment which Christ received prior to his crucifixion, Matthew 26:67 and Mark 14:65. Paul also used the word when he spoke of the hardships he had experienced for the cause of Christ. "Even under this hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." 1 Corinthians 4:11. The word patiently in 1 Peter 2:20 does not mean to endure without complaining. The word means to bear up under or to remain under. Steadfast is a good translation of the Greek. If we bear up under suffering we have deserved, we do not deserve any particular credit. But if, when we do well, we suffer for it and take it patiently, this is acceptable. Later in the book we are studying, Peter enlarges on the concept of human suffering for doing the will of God. "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." 1 Peter 4:14 through 16. No sane person likes to suffer for any reason. We prefer for everyone to approve of our behavior, or at least not to attack and to mistreat us for it. But our world has known and still knows some of the most inexcusable abuse and misuse of other human beings. But generally speaking, persecution does not discourage the committed. It only weeds out the hypocrites. The strong get stronger. They are not afraid of what the devil and his minions can do to us. When Christians take patiently the suffering which the world brings on us, Peter says, this is acceptable with God. The word acceptable is the same word rendered thankworthy in verse 19. The word means grace, or behavior beyond what we normally expect of human beings. For us to be able to endure suffering when we do not deserve that suffering, we need the grace of our Heavenly Father. Without His help and support, we simply could not bear up under it. God has provided a way for us to escape, to bear up under whatever the world sends our way. We are encouraged in the Scriptures to be faithful unto death. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.